Dallas-Fort Worth. Live from the KATH 910 AM studios in Las Colinas and broadcasting across North Texas on the Guadalupe Radio Network, this is the Good News Show.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Good News Show on this May 19th, 2025. This is an hour that we have every week where we go live and talk to you about cool things that are happening in the Catholic world. Now, of course, broadcasting on two of our big English language stations here in North Texas, 910 AM, that's been on the air since 2006, and KCPP 1140 AM. Which is broadcast, the towers are in Cleburne, but it broadcasts across the counties, basically Tarrant County, Parker County, Palo Pinto County, and Johnson County, and even further south, all the way into Waco, almost down to Round Rock. I mean, that signal goes really, really far. So we're glad to have this station on the air. My name is Dave Palmer, host of this program. Cecil Anderson was not here last week. She had the nerve of taking a vacation, but she has come back. Good, welcome back, Cecil. How are you?
I'm doing amazingly, except for my voice is leaving me swiftly. I had a little too much fun in sauna, I think, last week, and it's going bye-bye.
So I you went to Florida,
yep.
And I know you did the Disney World thing and all that. Were you had a chance to do anything spiritually, like go to any churches or anything?
Interestingly, because of the way that the dates fell, that we were not there for like a Sunday mass. Yeah. We had hoped on our off day to go to one of the local shrines, but we were a little tuckered out and didn't quite make that. However, there's lots of spiritual aspects of just traveling in general, I think, of just prioritizing your prayer and readjusting your prayer life. And, heard about various people who are having, health issues, and we're able to stop in the middle of, even if in the middle of a Disney park, stopping to pray.
Yeah.
Stopping to pray, a few prayers for them. So
did you talk about that in Morning Joy last week?
I did. A couple weeks ago, I talked about the not taking a vacation from your faith because we're used to ordered schedules, and that helps a lot with our prayer lives to have that time you always set aside, whether it's like before you go to bed or, at one point, whatever point in the day, and then vacation comes and your schedule's out the, it's terrible. Yeah. So it's really easy to fall off the bandwagon with them.
Yeah, well, your voice is definitely a little cracky, so I'm going to give you a break from that. But, Sissa was out of town last weekend, of course. Yesterday and Saturday, we had an opportunity to go out to a couple of parishes in the Fort Worth Diocese. And so I do want to thank St. Vincent de Paul Parish in Arlington. I was there for the Saturday afternoon mass, and Renee Bader was the one that arranged that for me. And as you know, so every parish has a distinction. Every parish is a little bit different, and it's one of the great blessings of our job is to be able to visit these parishes and go out there and set up a table with the permission of the pastor and hand out, bumper stickers and all that. And there was a lot of interest at both of the parishes I went to last weekend about 11:40 a.m. The other one is a parish that I have never been to up until yesterday morning, and that is St. Stephen's Parish in Weatherford. And really, until we got 11:40 a.m., I would not have gone out there because 9:10 definitely doesn't get to Weatherford. It hardly gets to the western part of the, much of the western part of the Fort Worth Diocese. But, 11:40 comes in loud and clear in Weatherford. And that is a pastor. The pastor there is Father James. He is a Palatine priest. He used to be at St. Michael's, so I knew him from St. Michael's in Bedford, but had a chance to say hello to him. And I want to thank Lilia for being my liaison there at the parish, and our great volunteer Rob Broll for also going out to St. Vincent de Paul on Sunday morning as well. So I had a great time out there, great people, and a lot of folks came by, and we're excited about 11:40 a.m. being on the air. All right, a couple other things before we get to our first guest. We're going to have Felipe Sanchez joining us in just a moment. And there's a movie out called Love God's Will. And this is a story about a gentleman by the name of Father Ryan Stalwitz. I hope I pronounced that name right. Felipe can tell me. He was a seminarian and then I think was ordained, but he had been diagnosed with cancer and was only a priest very, very shortly. But his story is extremely empowering and just inspiring. And so there are going to be some screenings here in North Texas this week of this this movie. So Felipe is going to tell us about that. Ingrid Meyer is going to join us in about 10 or 15 minutes to talk about her work as the custodian of a relic image of Our Lady Guadalupe. And she travels around town and around the country even with this relic image, and it's really amazing. I mean, just the image itself in Mexico City, there's so much behind it, the symbolism, the artwork, the history. So Ingrid will be on here in a little while to talk about that. And then in the second half of the program, I'm going to be joined in studio by my friend Walter Crawford. He is one of the co-founders, along with Maureen Whitman, of Homeschool Connections. And I love Homeschool Connections. Not only are they sponsors of this station, but I, for the last 11 years, have been one of their instructors. I teach a class called An Introduction to the Summa Theologia with Homeschool Connections. And, you know, it's amazing because they started a long time ago, and they were way ahead of the curve in doing online courses. Of course, now everybody's doing online courses, but Homeschool Connections has been doing this for a long time. They've got a online free summer conference coming up for homeschool families. They also have summer courses that your homeschool or even non-homeschool students can take. And then, of course, the whole array of fall courses as well. And so that's going to be the second half of the program. And so real quickly, we got a couple of things that are exciting going on. Today is the two-month warning.
I like that.
Of our big July 19th event at the Plano Event Center. We've been saying to everybody, you know, get your tickets. They're free, but you have to register. About 1,900 people are going to be there. Father Chris Alar, Matt Maher concert, Deacon Harrowbrook Sivers, Jerry and Debbie and Adam, and I'm going to be one of the MCs along with Wyatt Goolsby. So it's going to be a great event. Have you heard any recent updates about, I know you just got back in today.
I just got back, so yeah. I have not heard the recent, like, where the numbers are at, but I imagine people are locking in their summer plans. So yeah, a lot of people who have already registered, there's very limited space left. So if you've not yet, please go ahead and go to grnonline.com/anniversary and sign up. It's free to sign up, and you do not want to miss this.
All right. And so that is grnonline.com/anniversary. That's 2 months from today. It's going to be at the Plano Event Center. Really, really excited. There's going to be the Matt Maher concert, the speakers that I told you about, Adoration, Relics. I mean, you name it. What did I miss? So a lot of vendors too. There's gonna be. I know people don't typically like come for the vendors, but I enjoy the vendors. I love just kind of walking around and seeing who is there. And there's gonna be, I think, dozens of vendors there. All right. So finally, and I don't know how much I'm really able to say about this, but let me just kind of tease this: is that a month from today, Cecil and a companion, a friend, me and Sean Rice and members of our family are taking a pilgrimage, and it is a work pilgrimage, and we're putting together a documentary that's going to be available to you, our dear GRN listeners. Am I being too vague, or can I?
Honestly, I think it's totally fair to be that vague. It's something that the GRN has never done, to my knowledge, before. Yeah. So it's very exciting. A little bit of stress, but the next month's going to be very busy. But yeah, look forward to more information about that in the future.
All right. We're being very, very vague about that. And so there'll be more details as, you know, we get closer to this. And when we're on this pilgrimage, we'll be broadcasting back onto Morning Joy. And speaking of Morning Joy, one other quick note before we bring Felipe into the conversation is that tomorrow morning I'm going to be doing my normal Tuesday morning Thinking Out Loud segment. And and Cecil does it on Wednesday mornings. And part of the fun of this is deciding what we're going to talk about from week to week. And tomorrow I am going to talk about the first words that came out of like the last five popes' mouths when they were elected. Okay, you can probably remember, like, John Paul II said, "Be not afraid." And I mean, do you remember what Benedict said? And do you remember what Leo XIV said? He said, Do y'all remember? The first words out of his mouth were, "Peace be with you." Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to talk about that and what that might mean for his papacy and why he would choose that. And also, as you might guess, what does St. Thomas Aquinas say about peace, which is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit? So I'm looking forward to that. All right, let's bring in Felipe Sanchez to the conversation. Felipe was one of our wonderful volunteers and interns for a while, and then it ended up getting gainful employment. He's a great guy and a good Catholic young man. And he is part of a group that's promoting this Love God's Will film. And I told him we're just going to take a few minutes on the show today to talk about this. Felipe, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Thank you very much, Dave. It's so good to be here. Thank you very much. I'm doing well, thank God.
I had a chance to do an interview on this. I believe it was with Father Ryan's mom about a year ago when it was being shown here in North Texas. But what an inspiring film. I want to just read what's on this website. And I don't know if you're going to direct people to palomitafilms.com. Is that the right place to go?
That's right. That's absolutely right.
Okay, palomitafilms.com. That's where you can find out about this screening this week. I mean, this is like this week here in North Texas. I'm just going to give you a quick little paragraph description, and then I'm going to let Felipe take it away. After graduating from Texas A&M University as a petroleum engineer with a promising career ahead of him, Father Ryan felt God's call was calling him to the priesthood. Weeks before his ordination, he was re-diagnosed with cancer, and his desire became not only to do God's will, but to love God's will. All right, Felipe, tell us anything else you want to say about this film, and also where it's going to be shown this week.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're down on the wire here, so we're in the final stretch right now until there's a new update. But the movie Love God's Will is going to be showing in it's showing in the Evo South Lake Theater, and then the movie Eatery. It's called Movie Eatery by Sinopolis in Flower Mound. Right, those are the two theaters where it's being shown from now until this Wednesday. Right, so day after tomorrow will be the last showing for the film.
Okay, and have you had a chance to see it yourself?
Yes, I did. I watched it a year ago before I even knew about SDG Releasing, which is the company that distributed the film with Palomita Films. And it's really beautiful. I remember crying, and it really, really moved me and inspired me to be a better Catholic, and not just to do God's will, but to love God's will, right? Just like the title of the movie, it's just absolutely amazing, impactful. Every Catholic, regardless of their vocation, should watch this movie. It just changes the perspective on suffering and just how we're supposed to view our daily life and things like that. So it's a great movie. So good.
Yeah, I can just imagine it is. And it's easy to love God's will when things are going great. But when I can only imagine. You're like, okay, God, I'm going to do your will. I'm going to go into the seminary and I die of cancer. I mean, and I apologize if you already said this because I got a little distracted, but he was ordained and then passed away shortly after that, or what was the timeline of with Father Ryan?
I believe it was a couple of years. It was because he got ordained before COVID, right?
Yeah.
So probably around 2018, 2019, I want to say, because, we in the movie, we get to see, his tenure, right, as a priest afterwards, right? And it was really, really beautiful. I think it might have been 2021 or 2022 when he passed away. He did lose the battle of cancer, but he didn't lose the spiritual battle, that's for sure, because he knew that it didn't really matter. I believe a fellow priest was talking about how, and this is in the movie as well, that he didn't really want to worry about how long he had to live. He just wanted to live life according to God's will in the time that God was giving him, right? So
yeah,
it's really inspiring.
All right, PalomitaFilms.com, PalomitaFilms.com. And Felipe, thanks so much for being on. And I just want to say again what a blessing you were when you were here. I know I've told you that many times. And
thank you.
Congrats on your new position. And again, you can find out all the details about this really beautiful film, Love, God's Will, the true story of Father Ryan Stowitz. Did I get that name right?
Stowitz.
Yeah. There you go. PalomitaFilms.com. Thanks, Felipe. Great talking to you.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you so much for having me, and God bless you.
Okay, God bless you. Thanks so much. All right, let's move over to our first guest, and her name is Ingrid Meyer. She's no stranger to the airwaves. I've interviewed her many times. In fact, she is bilingual, so she bounces back and forth between our English and our Spanish station. Director and founder of Semper Maria, she is custodian of one of the rare relic images of Our Lady Guadalupe, and I have learned more, I think, about Our Lady Guadalupe from Ingrid than I have anybody else. I went to one of her presentations with my then very young daughter, who's now a junior in high school, and really enjoyed it. She's an expert on the message and symbolism and the history of Our Lady Guadalupe, and I know she just recently, about a week ago, was at All Saints Parish in Dallas doing a presentation on May 10th. So, all right. So, tell us the latest, or what would you like to share with our audience today?
Well, you know what? I was thinking about, this is the month of May, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is also Mother's Day, which we already celebrated.
Yeah.
Right? But what about our beautiful Blessed Mother? You know, we get all this month to think about her. And I was just so amazed, and I was so happy when I heard our new Pope talk about Our Lady on the first day when he was just named the Pope. And let me just read what he said. You know, he invoked our Blessed Mother, who always wants to walk with us. She wants to be close to us, help us with her intercession and her love. He said he would like to pray together with us and pray for this new mission, for the whole church, for peace in the world, and to ask Mary, our Mother, for this special grace.
So those are his exact words?
Yes.
I'll tell you what, you know, because I know a lot of people were, you know, a little nervous about who's the Pope going to be, what kind of Pope is this going to be and everything. But when he did that, when he invoked Our Lady for one of the first things that he did, I just was like, you know what, this is really going to be great. Did you have the same feeling?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And then he prayed the Hail Mary. I was like, that is the perfect way to start next to our Blessed Mother, bringing her on to be by his side.
Yeah, yeah, without a doubt. And do you have you done any research on him as far as his knowledge of Our Lady Guadalupe or his promotion of it? Does he have a favorite title for Our Lady or anything about his Mariology?
I really have not found much yet. Because there's so much to discover, right? To be honest with you, I did not know much about him.
I'd never heard of him.
You know, and I love that he is from the Order of the Augustinians, because I really admire them, and I know I worked closely with them, so I know a little bit about them, so that made me very happy. And you know what, Dave, at the end, I don't know what this Pope inspires. He inspires hope in me.
Yeah.
That's what I feel when everything I hear about him so far, it just brings hope. And I hope, I truly know that God put him because that's who we need for this time. And hopefully because our church has been kind of divided.
Yeah.
So hopefully he is able to bring our church together. And if he's bringing Mary on to be by his side, we know that she comes and brings different cultures together, like she did Our Lady of Guadalupe, right? When she brought the Hispanics and the Spaniards together.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a text from a friend of mine who's, I know him from philosophical circles, and he's not even a believer. He's like agnostic. And he asked me, hey, what do you think about the Pope? And I told him, I'm very encouraged. I'm very hopeful. I think he's great. And he said, yeah, me too. And so this might, you know, we're just going to have to see what God has planned with this Holy Father. But I'm quite excited. Slowly. So yeah.
Give him a chance to show himself.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Can I ask you, how did it go over at All Saints? What was the reaction to that?
It was very positive. We had a good group. And people were very encouraged by learning more about Our Lady, because you know what? Many people, especially here, we've heard more about Our Lady of Guadalupe, but they really don't know the story to it or everything that she brought and how she continues to evangelize. Remember, she was called by St. John Paul II the star of the new evangelization, because she brought so many people to Jesus in such a small amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So they were very encouraged by that. So I was very pleased.
Yeah, and an event like this, are there any scheduled, anything coming up in this month or anything?
The thing is that I have several talks, but most of them are private.
Yeah.
And once in a while, I do get one that is public, and that's when I like to advertise it so many people can go. What we are working on currently is a retreat in collaboration with the Diocese of Dallas. We're working on a retreat, a healing retreat for women.
Mm-hmm.
And this will be in Spanish at the end of June at the Divine Mercy Parish. And then hopefully, if this is a success, then we can go on and do it in English too.
And I want to also mention that you're going to be at our July 19th event,
yes,
2 months from today, and we're so glad. It wouldn't be the same without you, because you've been at many of our Summer Speaker Series events in the past. And I have seen you at the Fullness of Truth events, and I've always been amazed and pleasantly amazed at just how many people want to come and venerate the image, how many people want to ask you questions, want to come up to your table. Sometimes there's lines of people waiting to get up there. So this is going to be a very popular one. And, you know, we're also going to have the Shroud of Turin exhibit there as well. So we're going to have Our Lady Guadalupe's image. And can you, just for those who have not heard it before, talk about the significance of this image, the graces that are available? And I just think that's fascinating.
Yes, well, this is a very special image. It is a relic, and she is an official relic of the Basilica of Guadalupe, because this digital copy was touched to the original tilma. And there were 220 copies made by St. John Paul II requested it, because he knew, especially for our times, Dave, how important Our Lady of Guadalupe was. So he wanted there to be at least one per country. We received 7 in the United States. They were all blessed by St. John Paul II. They were touched, as I mentioned, on the tilma. That's why they are relics. And this is something that has only happened once.
Mm.
So the graces that were extended to this image is the first time it has ever happened, because he knew that not everybody could travel to Mexico City. So when these graces are extended to these images, that means that when you pray in front of one of these images, it's as if you were praying in front of the original one in Mexico City.
Mm.
And Our Lady, when she told Juan Diego that she was truly present there, that she would be there at the Basilica to listen to us, to carry us, to console us, right? And comfort us. For me, especially with all the miracles I've seen by taking this relic around, she truly is present there. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, Jesus is present, because she is pregnant with Jesus in her womb.
Yes.
So that's the most important thing of Our Lady.
And I'm curious, outside of Mexico and United States, North America, is the devotion to Our Lady Guadalupe as strong other parts of the world? Because, you know, there's obviously Our Lady of Fatima and Our Lady of Lourdes over in Europe and in Portugal. Is it worldwide, or is it just so fervent here because we're so close to the shrine?
Well, it is. Every time I travel, the first thing I do when I go to a church is I look for Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Mm-hmm.
And it is amazing how, I mean, it is really funny if I don't see an image, because most likely every church I enter has an image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. To Lourdes. They have a huge, beautiful, on the outside, they have a mural of a mosaic of Our Lady of Guadalupe. In the Holy Land, most of the churches have an image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. So yes, she continues. And with social media and everything, you know, she's more exposed to everything, right? Mm-hmm. People are learning more about her. And that's why we like to go out and give all these different presentations on Our Lady, because we really don't know so much about her. And we need to expose people to learn, because what she did was to come to present Jesus to us.
Yeah, yeah. And that 16th century, you know, she appears 1531, mm-hmm. and this is right in the heels of the Protestant revolt over in Europe. And I've heard that as many as fell away in Europe because of the Protestant revolt were converted in America. Yes. And I'm sure that's not just a coincidence. What do you think of the timing of that?
No, of course not. There's never a coincidence with God, right? God's plan is perfect. And like you said, there were all these Catholics, fallen away Catholics, with Luther, with Calvin, with Henry VIII. And then right after, she appears at the precise moment that is needed in Mexico, because also when she appeared in Mexico City, the situation, the political situation in Mexico was terrible.
Yeah.
You know, there had been an assassination attempt on the bishop, and he wanted to go back to Spain. He couldn't deal with Mexico anymore. And he had just, you know, sent a letter, if there's not a miracle, we are leaving.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. And she appeared in the precise moment. She also appeared when they were every cycle. They had a cycle with the Aztec people, right? And there was a new era that was supposed to emerge in 1531. There were all these signs that were showing that there was a new era coming. In fact, in their calendar, the Aztec calendar, which is one of the most precise calendars, the 13th year, which was in 1531, was called the 15th year of the cane, right? The sugar cane. And that is when a new god would emerge. Hmm. They had this ritual that was called the new fire, that every 52 years, a new god of the sun would come out of the fire. And all of those signs were happening precisely in 1531. So the Indians, the Aztec people, they knew that there was a change coming. They just didn't know what it was, because they were not able to sacrifice and to offer blood and heart to these gods to feed them. So they didn't know. They were afraid that the whole world was coming to an end.
Yeah, amazing. Ingrid Myers, my guest, director and founder of Semper Maria, which means always Mary,
always
right,
Mary.
In Latin. Custodian of one of the rare, only seven, as she mentioned, in the United States, relic images of Our Lady Guadalupe. The same graces are available when you venerate this image now, as was available when St. Juan Diego had his encounter with Our Lady.
Exactly.
And, you know, you came in very prepared, and you handed me a list here of many of the quotes and the things that saints throughout the ages have said about Our Lady. And I want to just mention one, because we mentioned about Leo the 14th being an Augustinian pope.
Yes.
And being the head of the Augustinian order for 12 years, in fact, which I find is interesting, speaking of the Protestant revolt, because Martin Luther was an Augustinian priest.
Yes.
And so St. Augustine said, when you see the storm coming, if you seek safety in that firm refuge, which is Mary, there will be no danger of your wavering or going down. And I think it's so amazing. I mean, Augustine lived in, what, 4th and 5th century? This mm-hmm. is a long time ago. But throughout the ages, there's never been a time in the church when the saints didn't have a great devotion to Our Lady. This isn't like a new thing, right? Do you want to mention some of the other saints that had a particular devotion to Our Lady? I mean, I think every canonized saint is going to have a beautiful relationship with Our Lady. But what are some of the other highlights?
Well, I really like St. Louis Guignon de Montfort, and he's the one who did the consecration to
yeah.
Our Lady, right? And he always says, you know, wife even fears Satan. If you have Our Lady, you have nothing to fear, right? So, and of course, Maximilian Kolbe, what can we say about him? He was with the Immaculata, no, Immaculata. Mm-hmm. He says, the Immaculata alone has from God the promise of victory over Satan. So we know that at the mention of the name of Mary, Satan flees.
Mm-hmm.
He is terrified of Our Lady. So we need to remember to call more upon her. We forget, and this is the month of May. This is the month that we should honor our mother all month, all year, but especially during this month, which is the month where we honor our mothers. And she is our mother. She was given to us by Jesus at the foot of the cross.
Yeah.
Right?
I think about on Mother's Day, which was, what, a couple Sundays ago. Yeah. I mean, if any of us did not acknowledge our mom, or, I mean, that would have been really negligent. And by the same token, our spiritual mother really needs to be recognized. Every Christian needs to acknowledge this. And what other tips do you have for this month of maybe special ways? And you never know who's listening. There may be people listening right now who don't have any devotion, or maybe they're not Catholic, mm-hmm. and they think it's a Catholic thing to have devotion to Our Lady. Of course, Scripture said all generations will call me blessed, so that's in Scripture. So what would you say to them?
And you know what? Even maybe those who maybe their earthly mothers are no longer here, or they don't have a good relationship with them. Turn to your Heavenly Mother, right? Yesterday, one of the things that the priest said during the homily that just touched my heart, he said, when we are exposed to motherly care, by our mothers, by a friend, by a coworker, a neighbor, you know what? It inspires you to love others.
Mm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, sure is.
It's like that motherly love is so important. You know, since you were a child, I was thinking about this. When you would fall down, who would run and pick you up and just kiss it? She wouldn't even do anything, just by a kiss, and you felt better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are always comforted by our mother. And our Blessed Mother in Heaven does exactly the same thing. She comes and comforts. She heals us. What did she tell Juan Diego when he was so worried about his uncle who was sick? Why are you worried? Am I not your mother?
Yeah.
Do I not carry you in the cross of my arms? Are you not under the shadow of my protection? You know, there's a mother does so many things for a child. Well, imagine what our Heavenly Mother does for us, right? She mm-hmm. nurtures us. She heals us. She comforts us. She nurtures us with the faith, which is so important. When we have lost that faith, when we are kind of borderline and don't know where to go, when we turn to her, she brings us back to the faith, because her mission is to bring us back to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Ingrid Meyer, thanks so much. Semper Maria is your organization. Is there a website, Facebook page? Where can people find out more information?
Yes, we at www.sempermaria.com.
Semper Maria, always Mary. Okay, I love the passion you brings to this. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for being at our event here in a couple of months. We're really looking forward to it.
And remember, the relic image is going to be there, so take advantage and go visit our beautiful Blessed Mother.
Amen. And also, just want to remind everybody about the Daily Rosary and how important that is. I know so many times when Our Lady visited, especially with Fatima, but in a lot of her apparitions, she reminded people about the Daily Rosary. And it wasn't until really the last year or two that we were consistently doing it at home, because but once you get into the habit of doing it, it's so easy, because it's just, this is what we do in the evening. We always, at 7:30 every evening, we're doing the rosary. And so, anyways,
and that's
practice.
A beautiful thing to do with the family.
Yeah, it really is.
It unites the family.
Yeah, it certainly does. Ingrid, thanks so much. SemperMaria.com, SemperMaria.com. Ingrid Meyer, director and founder and custodian of one of those rare relic images of Our Lady Guadalupe. And if you ever get out and have a chance to listen to her talk, she is a wealth of knowledge about that, about Our Lady. So thanks a lot.
Thank you, Dave, for having me.
All right, this is the Good News Show, and we are going to take a quick little 2-minute break, and we're going to come back and talk about homeschool connections. I got the two chiefs of homeschool connections on the air with me, Walter Crawford and also Maureen Whitman. Walter is in studio. Maureen's going to be on the phone. They have a lot going on, summer programs, summer classes, a free online homeschool conference is coming up on June 6th, right around the corner, and, of course, a whole array of fall classes as well. So we'll be back with more and talk about Homeschool Connections right after this.
The Diocese of Dallas joyfully invites all GRN listeners to the Presbyteral Ordination Mass on Saturday, May 24th at 10 a.m. at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Plano. Witness this sacred moment as four men are ordained to the priesthood, dedicating their lives to Christ and His Church. All are welcome to attend this beautiful ceremony and support these men on their journey of faith and service. For more information, visit the Dallas Diocese website at dallascatholic.org and click on Events.
St. Joseph is the patron saint of home and family. At My Mutual Mortgage of Grapevine, we support the Guadalupe Radio Network's mission of honoring and supporting home and family as longtime sponsors of KATH 910 AM. We're Bob and Norma Duane, owners of My Mutual Mortgage of Grapevine. We'd be honored to speak with you about all your mortgage needs. We can be reached at 817-527-3166. That's 817-527-3166. We're an equal housing lender, NMLS 265303.
All 7th through 12th graders are invited to an unforgettable summer camp weekend. The summer camp To the Heights will take place on Thursday, July 10th through Sunday, July 13th at Sabine Creek Ranch in Royce City. Through fun, adventure, prayer, and team activities, explore what it means to live in community and go to the heights of discipleship in Christ. For more information or to register, visit St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church website at stadallas.org and click on Events.
It was easy with the pills in the mail.
I thought things would go back to normal.
It's been anything but easy.
Every day, I'm sad.
Guilt and shame are what I know best.
Are you suffering because of a past abortion? You're not alone. We can help. Call 214-544-CARE.
I miss my child.
I miss who I was and regret what I did.
Don't suffer alone. Call 214-544-CARE or go to racheldallas.org.
Hi, Debbie Giorgiani here with Adam Bly from the Spirit World.
We congratulate the Guadalupe Radio Network on 25 years of ministry, and we invite you to celebrate with us on July 19th in Plano, Texas.
In gratitude, GRN is making this event free. Just register at grnonline.com.
Deb and I are part of the lineup along with Matt Maher and many others. Get your free tickets today at grnonline.com/anniversary.
Sacred Heart Catholic School students in Munster have a real relationship with Jesus and His Blessed Mother Mary. We are committed to forming future saints through frequent participation in the sacraments, daily prayer, and classical curriculum. Students learn to put their faith into action. Go to shmunster.com for more info and to learn about our bus transport from Denton. Sacred Heart, a Catholic classical K-12 school. Give your children the gift of a Catholic classical education at Sacred Heart Catholic School, a sponsor of KATH 910 AM.
And we're back. This is the Good News Show, and we are so delighted. This has been a lot of fun. You know, we've had a lot of conversation. I love talking to Ingrid. She just brings so much passion and enthusiasm to Our Lady Guadalupe. And we're going to switch gears a little bit now and talk about Homeschool Connections. They are, as you know, sponsors of our network and our station, and they are located online at homeschoolconnections.com. And they do a whole lot. And the two head honchos, the two founders, are joining me now, Walter Crawford and Maureen Whitman, co-founders of Homeschool Connections. And Walter is in studio and Maureen is on the phone. First of all, let me just make sure. Maureen, do we have a good connection with you? How are you?
I'm great. I hear you great. You hear me okay?
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Sounds like you're in studio. I should have just said you're both here with me. Technology these days is so good. And Walter, welcome to studio. How are you?
I'm impressed, Dave. This studio, since I've been here last.
Oh,
what an upgrade!
Yeah. So, have you not been to this studio?
No.
You not? Yeah.
I was one across the street.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, we were across the street, and then for a little while, we were right across the hall while we were waiting for this one. Suite 910. I mean, God,
I know.
God,
could it get
so
any better?
Good.
I'm like, oh, that's kind
of
neat.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, good to have you. And thanks to you both for your continued sponsorship of KATH 910 AM. It was so cool recently to have three Homeschool Connection graduates who are now at UD come in and record spots and talk about their, their experience with Homeschool Connections. But before that, you know, Walter, let me start with you. You know, nowadays, online courses, the kind of things that you guys are doing are pretty common, mm-hmm. you know, especially after COVID and all
for
that.
Sure.
But I'm thinking you guys have been doing this for a long time. I mean, you are way ahead of the curve. In fact, I remember when you started and thinking, really, is this gonna is this a thing? Are you gonna take this on? How long has it been going on, and what was y'all's inspiration?
Well, I mean, it was in 08 when we started. It was our first set of classes, and our first set of classes, only first class, I should say. And you know what? The origins of it was really just to put homeschoolers in touch with Catholic conference speakers, primarily. That was how we started.
And Father Mitch Pacwa, that kind of thing. Yeah,
you got it. And which is one of the reasons why we're here today to talk about the upcoming conference. But it gradually evolved pretty quickly. In fact, with taking or teaching online courses, neither Maureen nor I felt like we were fully equipped to teach a lot of courses. But we felt like we really wanted to offer what we were hearing from parents. In fact, I think it was Maureen. It was Maureen's idea to take that, to go down that path. And she was hearing from a lot of parents that she knew locally up there in Howell, Michigan, that, you know, there were some parents that wanted us to, you know, see if we could teach online. And so we sought those wonderful teachers, and we still seek those wonderful teachers today. And that's how we started. We started with one class.
What was the first class?
It was a government class.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it started.
Phil Campbell, was that who was
no,
he the teacher?
No, it was Ed Rivett.
Oh, okay.
Or Ed Rivett. I always get his last name. I mispronounce it all the time. But he was in studio. Actually, oddly enough, he taught from his office. And so we were kind of tentative. So we had some students that attended the class in person around a conference table, kind of like the one we're in now. And some were online. And the students were immediate with their feedback and saying, the ones that were in person were saying, I would love to be online and do this. And that at that point, we knew we were onto something. And yeah, it's been wonderful ever since grown. Now we started with one. Now we're up to 50 teachers, roughly speaking.
Wow. How many classes, like in the fall?
Well,
approximately live classes.
About 100 and it depends what you define by that, but let's put it around 100, 150, 200 total for the school year.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's amazing. And just to try to put that all together, and I've said many times, I see it from the inside as a teacher and the back end support, and it's just it runs so smoothly. And so you guys have just put together something so amazing. Walter, I know a lot about your family and Emily and your kids. Maureen, tell us, you also were homeschooling at the time that Homeschool Connection started, and I'm just curious about just what you know you have experienced from the comments from homeschool families that you know are using this either entirely or partially for their homeschool education. What has been your experience with the families? What comments do they give you?
Well, you know, it's interesting. When we first started, I was seeing a lot of our local families putting their kids into school when they got to high school, and not because they wanted to, just because they didn't feel equipped. So we thought, well, you know, if we could help out with a few high school courses, and then, of course, it grew from there. We offer, you know, from 3rd to 12th grade today. But what I hear a lot today from parents goes right back to those origins of, you know, I'm able to watch that school bus go by because of what you're offering. You know, just like you said, some parents use this as a full curriculum, but you can pick and choose. We're really designed to be kind of a la carte. So we just kind of help parents take that edge off, right? If you're not comfortable teaching calculus or physics or Latin, that's what we're here for, you know, to give you that helping hand. So that's what we hear a lot from parents is I just need that boost, right, to keep going.
Yeah. And I forgot to mention also, my wife uses Homeschool Connections for our son.
Yeah.
And the curriculum for grade schoolers, and she loves it. I mean, oftentimes when they go home, she'll tell me about what they learned that day, and so I come out at it from so many different angles. Homeschool Connections is our topic. They're sponsors here of our station, and they offer recorded and live classes, and they also are putting on a online Catholic homeschool conference on June 6th. The theme is Let Your Light Shine, the Vocation of Catholic Homeschooling. And they got some really big headline speakers. I won't give it all away, but Walter, tell us about this. You've been doing this summer conference for quite some time. And tell us about this year. What's going on?
Yeah, well, we started when COVID hit because conferences kind of went to zero. And we've been doing it ever since. And this year, we're very excited to have a wonderful lineup of speakers. We also have a very phenomenal panel group of parents that are veterans and new, kind of the whole gamut. that are going to be part of it. It's free this year. We wanted to make sure it's available to everyone that wants to attend. So there's no reason why not to at least sign up. Because once you sign up, we distribute the recordings at a later time or make them available to everybody. But yeah, we're very excited to have four phenomenal speakers. Bishop Thomas Daly out of Spokane, Washington is going to be our first speaker. Then we'll have, I think it's going to, I forget the order off the top of my head, but I think Lila Rose of liveaction.org will be next. And we're very excited to have her part of it. She jumped on board immediately when we were talking to some of her representatives. She said, I'm in. You know, she didn't hesitate at all.
She was homeschooled herself, wasn't she?
I think so. And I think her plan is, from what I hear, I think she's planning on homeschooling her youngest ones, too, at some point. I think she's a young mom. So, but we're very excited to have her part of it. And Emily Brown of Fiat Life Coaching, who's been a speaker in the past, she's wonderful. She is simply wonderful. She's such, got a good vibe on everything. And Erica Ahern, who, if you don't know her by name, you may know her by Erica, maybe not by her last name, but she's with the Catholic Loopcast. So the Catholic Vote, their podcast.
Yeah.
So they have a trio of folks there, and it's spectacular. I really enjoy listening to them. They're usually talking about political issues, social issues, and examining those on their podcast. So she'll be part of the quadrecta. I can't pronounce it.
You're making up new words here.
I think I am, but anyway. But anyway,
The trifecta plus one, right?
Yeah, that's a better way of putting it. Yeah, so but we have such a wonderful lineup, and then we have the panel discussion. So that's going to be an opportunity for parents, anyone who's online at the time, to ask their questions of the panel. And this is a group of parents that are new to homeschooling, that are veteran, and in between. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be an opportunity for everyone to kind of knowledge share in many ways and to keep the conversation going online, because we'll have social media pages and such that'll be equipped to take on additional traffic if they want to keep the conversation after the fact. So,
So Maureen, if somebody's listening and they want to participate in this, Walter mentioned it's a free conference. Do they need to register ahead of time? Do they just show up? What are some of the times, or what should they know?
They really should register in advance. Walter, are seats limited?
No limit to the seats. So come one, come all.
But we do recommend registering early so that you're getting notifications and reminders, and we know who to expect, and we're ready with the technology. The website is CatholicHomeschoolConference.com. It's super easy. Just the button's right there, CatholicHomeschoolConference.com. It'll say register now. Press the button and just throw in your email address, and we'll send you a reminder.
All right. Catholic Homeschool. That's a Friday, right?
It's a Friday.
Friday, June 6th.
Starts around noon, noon Eastern, and then it'll go to about 6 Eastern.
Yeah. Is it interactive at all?
Yeah. I mean, we're going to take questions. So the audience, whomever shows up, will be able to ask questions of their speakers. So I'll be facilitating that. I'll be the MC. Like, you'll be the MC of your upcoming event.
Yeah.
I'll be the same MC for that. And so we'll be doing all that and then taking the questions and getting them answers as they're asked.
All right. CatholicHomeschoolConference.com. It's Friday, June 6th, beginning at about, you say noon Eastern, so about 11 o'clock here local time. The theme is Let Your Light Shine, the Vocation of Catholic Homeschooling. Bishop Thomas Daly of Spokane, Washington is a keynote speaker, along with Lila Rose, Emily Brown, Erica Ahern from the Catholic Loop Cast. What is the panel discussion? What is that going to be about?
So it's going to be somewhat of a free-for-all. We haven't decided on a particular approach that we're going to use, but usually what it is they'll usually address some particular topic that's personal to them, how they got started, what have you, and where they are in their homeschooling journey. And then we'll open up the floor to the audience. So it's basically an hour of dialogue between the parents that are online and the panelists. So it's a free-form discussion that'll go back and forth. So it should be very interesting. We've had them in the past. They've always been very beneficial to the parents that have attended. So if you're listening to our conversation here with Dave, I would encourage you to sign up, if nothing else, for the panel discussion. If you're contemplating homeschooling, mm-hmm. you want to know more about it, you just don't know where to start, it's just a great opportunity to do that. And it doesn't cost you anything. So,
yeah, I know it's going to be very daunting. You know, I mean, yeah. y'all know that. I mean, because especially like Maureen was saying, you feel like, I don't know calculus. I don't know. I can't teach, you know, trigonometry or, you know, Latin. You don't have to. You just sign up for those courses on Homeschool Connections. Maureen, can you tell us about, and we can go back and remind everybody about the conference on June 6th, but let's move into the summer courses. And what's being offered this summer, and what should people know about these classes?
We're so excited. So summertime, we tend to offer kind of the fun out-of-the-box courses, as well as a few, you know, I need to get ready for the next semester type courses. So typically what we do, we just meet 3 or 4 days a week for one, two, or 3 weeks, typically one or two, because, right, we don't want to run into people's vacation or 4-H camp. So we call them boot camps, summer boot camps. And we're handling some fun topics like drawing with art theory, stage makeup, right? If you're into drama, we're going to have a course just on how to do makeup. We got Gary Machuda doing a course on the Masons. If you want to get some apologetics in, we've got a super fun grade school course on the Revolutionary War and Civil War spies. So on the spies, American spies in those wars, we got a course on pirates. You know, and then again, if you need some help for next semester, we've got geometry and algebra 2 boot camp. So lots of fun things.
That's cool.
We have personal safety course for young ladies from professionals. So, yeah.
One of my favorite topics, or I should say summer courses, just by name alone, is Faith in the Fight, the Catholic chaplains.
Oh, yeah. Susan Fetcher. I'm so excited about that course. She's writing a book on this. On the topic, so she'll be writing her book as she teaches the class.
Yeah, yes. So it sounds like summer is a time when you can do, you can kind of do some, you know, more unusual topics. Something that I like, the pirates one. that sounds. I know. I talked to you about doing like a reptile class, and
that's right. You have a keen interest in
during
reptiles,
the summer. I like to go snake hunting, and I'd like to. Well, one day, if you guys will allow that, I'd love to do a summer program just on herpetology. Yeah. We'll call it Herpetology 101.
How to kill snakes?
No. You don't kill them. Come on, you catch them.
Snakes are your friends.
That's next. Our friends. Okay, so summer pro classes, and these are, you know, like you say, they're more boot camp type of things, fun classes. Yeah. homeschoolconnections.com is the website, and you can sign up for those. Now, I know that the fall classes are already available. I already had a few people sign up for my class, the intro to the SUMA class, which is really cool. But you mentioned, Walter, a total of like 200 classes being offered these next, you know, two semesters. Pretty much every topic is available during the fall, right?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, if you get into
Minutia.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm having a hard time talking. But if you start breaking it down, perhaps not everything that you're looking for. But as far as every subject that most parents would want, it's pretty much covered. We start, as Maureen pointed out earlier, we start at third grade and we're going up to 12th grade. So you really have a hard time finding a course that won't meet your criteria for teaching your students. And again, I think the thing that we try to do is support parents where they're at. That's our goal. We're here not to replace the parent. We're here to support the parents. Mm-hmm. So when they have a particular want or need for their student that they don't feel equipped to teach, we usually can offer that. And the live classes are there, and then we have over 500 recorded classes as well. So if it's not available in the way you're looking for in the live arrangement or the live suite of offerings, the recorded courses are always there as well. And there's ample, as I said earlier, there's plenty of those too.
Yeah. Maureen, I want to ask you about one thing that I saw on your website. And I know this would be a concern for anybody who's listening to Catholic Radio and signing up for Homeschool Connection courses. It says, our live and recorded courses bolster your Catholic values and put your children's needs and talents first, especially that first part about Catholic values. I know when I teach, I love the Catholic faith. I would never say anything opposed to it, but I'm always very aware that these are young minds that are very, you know, the role of the teacher is very, very important, that we'd never say anything that would steer anybody away from the Catholic faith. But well, tell us about that, even outside of the theology courses or something that's distinctly Catholic. The Catholicism shines brightly in all the courses, wouldn't it? And how so, Maureen?
It really does. You know, it's funny. I got an email one day from a student who said, I love how Catholic Mrs. Heft is. Mrs. Heft is a math teacher. So they're able to see that even in courses like writing and math and science, et cetera. You know, we always teach from within the framework of Catholic teaching. And, you know, class begins with prayer, may end with prayer. So, you know, we recognize the beauty of our Catholic faith and God as the creator. And, you know, math is beautiful, you know, like God, you know, is orderly, like God is orderly. Science, God is the author of science. All those things come through in the classroom. And so our teachers know that, right? They always teach within the framework of the magisterium.
Yeah. Amen. Please visit the website, homeschoolconnections.com, and also for their big June 6th homeschool online conference is Friday, June 6th, beginning at 11 o'clock Central Time, CatholicHomeschoolConference.com, CatholicHomeschoolConference.com. My guests are Walter Crawford, Maureen Whitman, the co-founders of Homeschool Connections. I want to just give you the last couple of minutes, and perhaps maybe we can remind everybody about what's going on Friday, June 6th, and what they should do, Walter. Do you want to kind of summarize that again?
Yeah, I mean, so it's going to be pretty straightforward. If you go to the website, CatholicHomeschoolConference.com, you'll register. And what all we're asking for there is just your email address. And what we'll do the week of the conference, so that I think it's June 2nd, I believe, is when we'll be sending out the email to everyone who's registered. They'll have a link that they'll receive to join the session. Then they'll receive a reminder leading up to the actual event itself, so that they don't know, hey, I missed the conference. You know, we want everyone who signed up to receive it, and they'll click the link to join the session, and we'll start our actual sessions. Now, as an added bonus, the vendors that we've had last year, I should say the sponsors that we had last year, are also providing freebies. So if there's any interest in what they have to offer, we have Colby Academy, we have Queen of Heaven, Guadalupe Radio is one of the sponsors, as a matter of fact.
We're offering free radio.
Yeah, free radio. You got it. Homeschool Connections, and Fiat Life Coaching, I believe is the other one. And Franciscan University. So each one of those institutions will be offering their own particular giveaways as well. So there'll be opportunities there. So it's not just about listening to speakers and getting the knowledge. You'll get some freebies out of it as well. And it's free. And so each talk will be about 30 to 40 minutes at the most. And at the end, we've left time for a conversation or, you know, ask some questions of Bishop Daly, also Lila Rose, all of our keynotes, and of course our panelists. So, it'll be start, like you said earlier, it'll be at 11 o'clock local time, central time, and it'll take us to 5 o'clock. And we'll have a 15-minute break, so you're not completely online the whole time. We need coffee. At some point, everyone's going to need some coffee.
Restroom breaks.
Including myself. Coffee. So, and I don't even drink coffee. But anyway, so it'll be pretty much the totality of the experience. And then once you sign up, if you can make part of it or some of it or all of it, great. But either way, we'll be making those recordings available to anyone who would like to watch them again or happen to miss it or part of it or all of it. So,
all right. Walter Crawford, thanks for coming in. Maureen Whitman, I want to give you the last word if you want to just take 45 seconds or a minute, Maureen, and just mention anything you want about Homeschool Connections. And while you're thinking about what you're going to say, let me just give out those websites one last time. HomeschoolConnections.com, that's where you can sign up for the we didn't really talk about the recorded courses, but those are all available as well. And live courses for this summer and also for the fall, HomeschoolConnections.com. And for the conference, CatholicHomeschoolConference.com. All right, Maureen, last word. What would you like to say?
You know, well, Homeschool Connections is about a lot more than just offering online courses. We offer the conference. We also have a free blog, free podcast. In fact, the podcast, we're super excited. We're completely revamping this podcast. We have a new host coming on next year, and we've been working really hard on on that new look, new guests, new everything. So, you know, we're here for you, whether you use Homeschool Connections or not. We have free resources, et cetera, at the website, such as forms, planning forms, et cetera. So we're happy to serve you. If you need us, visit the website, drop us an email, give us a call, and we'd love to talk to you.
All right. Thanks to you both very much. Again, go to everybody, please sign up. It's a free conference and with great speakers and a great panel. And you, whether you've been homeschooling for 30 years or you've never done it before and you're just curious, go to this homeschool conference. CatholicHomeschoolConference.com is the website. Walter Crawford, Maureen Whitman, the founders of Homeschool Connections. That's going to do it for the Good News Show. Thank you so much. Good to have Cecil back. Thank you, Cecil. And thank you for listening. And don't forget about our event. Also, registration will close off because we're going to sell out for this free event, I promise you. So go to grnonline.com/anniversary, July 19th at the Plano Event Center. Thanks. God bless you. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for joining us for the Good News Show here on KATH 910 AM on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Please join us next week at the same time for the next Good News Show. KATH 910 AM.